because of the long duration of time that has passed and because of her being a woman and therefore less intelligent, my mother has forgotten all those instructions. But the great sage Narada blessed me and therefore I couldn't forget them. Modyanubad. Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 9:32, the Lord says, Manghi partha vipas sritya jyapishu papa jonaya striyo vaishas tatha sudras stiyapi janti parangatin. O son of Prutha, those who take shelter in me, though they be low-born women, vaishyas, merchants or sudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. The word papa joni refers to those who are less than sudras. But even though a human may not be papa joni, because of being less intelligent, she sometimes forgets devotional instructions. For those who are strong enough, however, there is no question of forgetting. Women are generally attached to material enjoyment, and because of this tendency, they sometimes forget devotional instructions. But if even a woman practices devotional service strictly according to the rules and regulations, the statement of the Lord Himself that she can return to Godhead, te api janti parangati, is not at all astonishing. One must take shelter of the Lord and rigidly follow the rules and regulations. Then, regardless of what one is, one will return home back to Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj's mother was more concerned with protecting the child in the womb and was very anxious to see her husband return. Therefore, she couldn't consider very seriously the sublime instructions of Narada Muni. This is Srila Prabhupada's purport on this verse. Udyanvad. Tattukasya dirghatvat sthritvan matu stiro dadhi Rusinangan Gruhitam Mang Nadunapajahat Smrutihi. Because of the long duration of time that has passed and because of her being a woman, therefore less intelligent, my mother has forgotten all those instructions. But the great sage Narada blessed me, therefore I couldn't forget them. Prahlad Maharaj says, why couldn't his mother remember all the instructions of Narada Muni? And why would he remember? Prahlad Maharaj remember. He gives the reason. One reason, he says, Prahlad Maharaj says, that my mother is a woman and less intelligent. So, she forgot all those instructions. But Prahlad Maharaj, though he was in her mother's womb, was a great devotee, and she was blessed by Narada Muni, because those who are devotees of the Lord, naturally, they are blessed by all Mahajanas, all great personalities like Narada Muni. Therefore, I couldn't forget them. So Prahlad Maharaj says that this was blessing of Narada Muni, that I couldn't forget those instructions. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada says, quoting verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 망히 파르타베 파시타 조 비슈 파프 조나야 스트리오 바이샤스 타타 수드라스 테요피 잔티 파랑가티. The most important instruction of the Lord. Bhagavan Krishna tells Arjuna, O son of Prutha, those who take shelter in me, though they be lower women, vaishyas or sudras, can approach the supreme destination. That is the special mercy of the Lord. Those who take shelter of his lotus feet, they can, te api janti paranganti, they can back, go home, back to Godhead. That is Lord's special mercy. Lord doesn't consider whether he is a qualified person or whether he is eligible to go back home, back to Godhead or not. He never considers this thing. Only one condition is there. He or she must take complete shelter, complete surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. So, he or she is guaranteed to go back home, back to Godhead. Japisya papa jonaya, manghi partha vipasritya, japisya papa jonaya, striyo-vaisya-stha-sudra-stya-pijanti-paranganti. Most important instruction. Whatever they may be, a woman, vaisya or sudra, they can approach the supreme destination. Those who take shelter in me. Papjoni means those who are less than sudras. They are considered as papjoni. Here the Lord says, Triyo vaisya tatha sudras te api janti parangatim je api su papjonaya. Vaisya sudras and striyo, women, can approach the lotus feet of the Lord if they take complete shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Complete shelter in them. Though a woman may not be a papjoni, but she is less intelligent. She is much attached to material enjoyment. She is not so serious for this devotional service or instructions on devotional service as a male person may be. Therefore, she sometimes forgets these instructions on devotional service. That's Prahlada Maharaj says here. Why? His mother forgot, whereas he didn't. But Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, our Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, but if a living entity may be papjoni or a woman, but if he takes complete shelter in me, he can approach the supreme destination. This is most important thing. The woman, those who are very strong, those who very strictly follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, they cannot forget it. They will get the blessings of the Lord. Therefore, Lord says that she can return to Godhead. Tiyapi janti parangati. But one thing is most important here, that one must take seriously of these instructions and very rigidly follow the rules and regulations and must completely take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. This is most important thing. But Prahlad Maharaj's mother, Prahlad Maharaj says here that she was not so serious. She was more concerned with protecting the child in her womb and was very anxious to see her husband return. She didn't pay much attention to the instructions of Narada Muni. Therefore, though she heard it, she forgot. But Prahlad Maharaj could remember it by the blessings of Narada Muni. Therefore, the women, those who are very serious, can get the blessings of the Lord and blessings of the Mahajanas. But those who are not so serious, they cannot get the blessings. This is especially stated here. Therefore, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj couldn't consider very seriously the sublime instructions of Narada Muni. I was telling an answer to one question of this devotee story, that in other yugas, that women are forbidden to take to the study of Vedas because of their this less intelligent. And they are considered as so low born. But in this yuga, in this Kali Yuga, Srimad Mahaprabhu gives them special blessings. They are entitled by getting the blessing of Srimad Mahaprabhu to read Vedas. This is Mahaprabhu's special mercy on them. That we say, mukam karoti vachalam pangulam rahati girijat rupastamam vande Sri Guru Dinatarini Paramananda Madhava. If someone is fortunate enough to get the blessings of the Lord or blessings of Mahajanas, great personalities like Narada Muni, they can qualify themselves to read Vedas and speak in Vedas. They may be mukha. Mukha means one who doesn't know what to say, but to speak is mukha. But if he is blessed, he gets special mercy or blessing of the Supreme Lord or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can speak Vedas. It is not at all astonishing. This is only the mercy of the Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see one story is there. The story of Puridas. The great Chaitanya Charitamrita, they know it. Puridas was the son of Sivananda Sen. Sivananda Sen was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very dear devotee. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and stayed in this Purushottam Dham here, Jagannath Puri Dham. According to the instruction of his mother, Sachi Mata. So the devotees of Gaudadesha, that means Bengal, every year used to come to Jagannath Puri during time of Ratha Yatra or Chaturmasya to see Lord Jagannath in the cart and associate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every year they used to do it. Sivananda Sen was the leader of the devotees of Gaudadesha. Once Sivananda Sen's wife came with the devotees, with her baby son, Puridas. This Puridas, from his very childhood, had got the blessings of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu had also instructed or told Sivananda Sen to name the child after this name, Puridas. Because when Sivananda Sen and his wife were in Jagannath Puri Dham, the conception was there. So Mahaprabhu said that, name this child Puridas. This is mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, when Puridas was a small child, little baby, Mahaprabhu thrust his toe, his leg, into his mouth, and the baby sucked it. That special mercy. So, when Puridas just grew up, say 5-year-old child or 6-year-old child, once he came with her parents to Jagannath Puri and Sivananda Sen and his wife took the baby to the Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told that child, Puridas, you Puridas, you say Krishna, you say Krishna. Many times, repeatedly, Mahaprabhu said, you say Krishna, Puridas, why are you not saying? Puridas didn't say. He remained silent. This is a wonderful leela, pastime of Sri Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu, expressing his astonishment, he says, what is this? I could recite, I could make these wild animals, the lions and tigers and deers, to chant Hare Krishna while he was passing through Jharikhanda forest. But I couldn't make this child speak. Krishna. This is wonderful leela, pastime of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was there, he told Mahaprabhu, no, Mahaprabhu, Puridas is saying Krishna silently, not loudly. This is one day's event. The next day again, Puridas went to Sriman Mahaprabhu. The Sriman Mahaprabhu told Puridas, you recite a verse. What is this? They thought that the child couldn't say Krishna. But today, Mahaprabhu asked Puridas to recite a verse. Mukam karoti vachalam pangul lambhayate girim. Puridas had got the blessings of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Therefore, though he was a very small child, who had never been to any school, never been taught, no education at all, but to all amazement that he had told him very nice verse. What is that verse? Sravasa kuvalayo chakhiranjanam vakhe mahendra mani dham akhila mandanam braja ramani nam akhila mandanam harin jayate. That is the verse. You understand? He uttered. Very nice verse. All were very much astonished. The meaning of the verse is, let that Hari be glorified. Hari chayate. Let that Hari be glorified. The Hari Sravasa Kubalaya, who is adorned with the blue lotus in his ears. You understand? Sravasa Kubalaya. Akhna Ranjanam, whose eyes were anointed with nice ointment, anjan, black ointment. Akhna Ranjanam. Then, Bakhe Mahendra Mani Dhamam. And on his chest, there is Kaustubha Mani, jewel. It looks very beautiful. Vrindavana Ramani Nang Akhila Mandanam Harirjaya. And that Hari is like an ornament, all sorts of ornament of the damsels of Vrindavan, Braja. Let that Hari be glorified. This is the meaning of the verse, you see. Such a great, nice verse. All were very much astonished. How is it possible? Astounded the child cannot utter Krishna, whereas this day he utters such a nice verse. Paul said, this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? Mukam karoti vachalam pangul langhayate girim. A muka does know what to say, he'll speak Vedas. If he gets the blessings of the Lord or blessings of a great personality like Narada Muni, Mugangaruti Bhachala, and Pangu Ekripo can do mountaineering by the blessings of the Lord. That is it. It's only the blessings. Therefore, the same thing is stated here. Prahlad Maharaj says, this is the causeless mercy of Narada Muni that I could remember all these instructions. But my mother is not so serious enough, was not so serious enough to consider the sublime instructions of Narada Muni to be remembered. She was only thinking of the protection of the child in her womb and the return of her husband. She was not paying much attention to the sublime instructions of Narada Muni, so she couldn't remember, whereas I could remember. This is the important thing here. So let me say something in Oriya now, because many people are there, though they don't know English. The way a woman may be, her consciousness is inferior. Ekathashastra rikvahajaichi. Jagat has also said that the statements of a woman should not be relied on. Stated. Kye viswasbhajana. These people are not to be relied on.
Chanakya
Vaishnav thi, na? Pandit, Raj Sabhar, Pandit thi le Chandragupta ngara.
And that got a biased statement, Vaishnav
ngara mata jimdika, unbiased. No, tathapi, Shankara jo statement dei chanti, jo niti dei chanti, niti shastra seta ko Vaishnav mane mata grahan kur chanti. The Vaishnav has accepted. Our spiritual master Prabhupada quotes many verses from Chanakya. Anek katha kam, isn't it? We'll find it. Nadinang, Sastrapaninang, Nathinang, Sunginang tatha, Vishwasa naiva kartava sri su raja kule suja. This Chanakya Pandit says, you should not trust that animal who has horns. Singha, Sastra. Nakha was nails, very pointed nails, like tigers, lions, and bears, bhalluka, bear. You understand? Nakha, Singhadhari, those are arms, those are nails, pointed nails. They should not be trusted. At any time they may attack. And then comes viśvāsa-naiva-kartabhya-strī-sūra-āja-kule-sūcha. A king or rāja-karmacārī, king's servants should not be relied on. You understand?
King's servants.
Servants. The officers. Rāja-karmacārī, government officers, in other words. Should not be relied on. Then Nari, and Nadi, a river, should not be lied on. Sometimes you'll find less water, sometimes oil.
Change of course.
That problem has taken place there. In Nabdhidhan, in Mayapur, how Ganges will rapidly change its course. So,
Wango
in China. So, Chanakya Pandit says, should not be lied on, should not trust it. A nari, woman, should not be trusted. Do you understand? This also, Chanakya Pandit has said many things. Srila Kumankar Dosh, how they have so many defects. They have seven defects. Chanakya Pandit says, anrutam sahasam maya murkhatam atilobhata asochattam nirdayatam strinam dosa subhavajan. Chanakya Pandit says this thing. Anrutam sahasam maya murkhatam atilobhata asochattam nirdayatam strinam dosa subhavajan. Seven defects. What? First, anrutam. Anrutam means they tell lie. You understand? Mithyabhadita. Second, sahasam, atisahasam. though it is general speaking they are avara. Avara means very weak. Vinashraya navartante kavita vanita lota. Avara, very weak. They are always dependent on male persons. But atishasa, they are very bold. You understand? Then comes charana, pretension. You understand? They are very, they know this trick. If a woman has something to get from you, from the male person, so she pretends. And another thing is, balanang rodanang balam. Another thing is that, balanang rodanang balam. Bala means a woman, bala means a child. A child. Their strength is crying. You see, a woman if you cry, then male person is all melted, oh, so sympathetic, all right. Whatever, still not to be granted, all right. Bala nang rodha nang bang. Woman and child, this crying is their strength. You understand? Bala, but this strength is there. You understand? The atishahaso, chalana, pretension. There is pretension. And murkhata, they are foolish. And atiloha, they are very greedy. Then abhavitra, they are not suci. You understand? Suci, you know? Asuci, abhavitra. Muci, suci, asuci. And nirdaya acharan, they are very cruel. Very cruel.
Cruel.
You understand? Though it is stated, nari hudaya kobol. That is, there is a general saying. The heart of the woman is very soft, but that's not a fact. They are very cruel. As outwardly they are very soft, but inwardly very cruel. This Chandrika Pandit says like that. This is, there are seven defects, svabhava dosa, naturally. This by nature, the seven wrongs or defects are there in woman. You understand? It is stated here in Chandrika Pandit. And also, you'll find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, as we say, is Paramahansa Saṅgītā, Sarva Vedānta Sāro, the essence of all Vedas, Srimad Bhāgavatam Pramāna Mamalam, the spotless proof, Srimad Bhāgavatam. Srimad Bhāgavatam Pramāna Mamalam, Prema Pumartha Mahām, Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, Matamidam Tatrādaro Nāparo. It is stated here. So the Srimad Bhagavatam also says many things on this woman. We can find Urvasi Purava Pakhyam in Srimad Bhagavatam and also Jajati Devajani Pakhyam, 9th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Where much is said on this woman. You understand? Pururava upakhyam. Pururava, you know Pururava?
Pururava.
Pururava. He was a great king. You understand? He became Indra in the heavenly kingdom. He was so powerful, Pururava. In the heaven, there are prostitutes, heavenly prostitutes, angels like Urvashi, Menaka, like that. So many are there. Urvashi is a very beautiful woman. So Purnava was captured by the beauty of Urvashi. And the association of the woman is so dangerous, that is stated. Na tathasya bhavet kleshoho bandhasyasya prasangatah joshi sangatatha punsastatha sangi sangatah. Bhagavatam says this thing. 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Na tathasya bhavet kleshoho bandhasyasya prasangatah joshi sangatatha punsastatha sangi sangatah. That means the association of women or association of such persons who associate with women, Trisangi, that we say, is very dangerous. You understand? If you associate with such persons, then your bondage in this material world will be very tight and you will get very, very, you will undergo a very, very miserable life. You understand? That says, na tathasya bhavet kleso bandhasyasya prasangata josh sangatatha punsatatha sangi sangata stri-sanga, stri-sangi, purushar-sanga jivar jepari kleso o sansar bandhan ঘটি থাকে অন্য কোশ বিষয় সঙ্গে সেপরি হুয়ে না ওড়িয়া স্পিকিং ইংলিশ জেন্টসটাইন্ড এন্ড দ্যাট পুরুরাবা ক্যাপচার বাই দ্য বিউটি অফ উর্বশী ক্যাপচার বাই দ্য এন্ড পুরুরাবা এনজয়েড many years Urvashi. You understand? Even he forgot how many times he says the sun had risen and sun had set. For the day and night he was enjoying Urvashi. But the Urvashi at last kicked Purva and was running away. The Purva was so mad at that Urvashi that crying. He was crying and running after Urvashi. Ai jaye e ghor dusamare avasthan karo mat chhadke ja, he says. Oh, my dear lady, please don't leave me. I am very much distressed. Don't leave me. So many. In 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you can read that chapter. And you can understand. There is stated here. Kim vidyaya, kim tapasa, kim tyagena, sukena vah. Kim vivikena maunena strivirjasya manahutam. Most important instruction. Kim vidyaya, kim tapasya, kim tyagena srutena va. Kim vivikena maunena strivirjasya manahutam. If some person, a male person, is captured by a woman, but if he is a very learned scholar, learned pandit, great tapasvi. You understand? That means he might have done great penance. He's a great learned scholar. He might have a great renunciate. Vairagi, tyaga. He might have done many sadhana in a secluded place. but what is the good of it? You understand? If his mind is captured by woman. Yes. Kibidya ki tapasakin tyagena sutena vakim vivikteena mounena strividjasya manahutam. Jar mana stridvara purhuta vichitar vidya tapasya sanyas astrasthava vijan sthan vasadva monadvara ki phala. What happened, Maharaj? You turn?
Yeah, I was done.
Bhagavad Gita says, Daivam Yivatra Pancham. So, when Purava was running after, Urvashi was not looking at him. A very good instruction is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. That Urvashi has said, when Pururava says that I am dying, I cannot survive if you leave me. But Urvashi said, you are such a powerful king, very powerful, and also you are the king of the heaven now, why will you die? He says, this woman, Brukaimi, he says, these women are like tigress. Brukaime. The women are like tigress. Don't believe such tigress. You are such a powerful king. Why are you captured by the beauty of a woman? And why are you losing your strength, your intelligence, your wisdom by that? Being captured by a woman. And now you are going to die? Don't die. Brukaime. I said that nice verse is there in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, I was reciting that verse from Chanakya Niti, that though there are so many defects, still there is something good. So the dark side is there as well as the bright side is there. Some good qualities are also there. Nice thing. But Mahaprabhu's blessing is there. If a woman will be a devotee and gets the blessings of Sriman Mahaprabhu, then her defects will be nullified. Therefore, a woman is generally not allowed to do this deity worship in the temple. But she can do deity worship at her home deities. And they are known, just considered as untouchable at the time period of her menstruation. They are untouchable. Even nobody should look at their face, see them. So they keep themselves in a very secluded place, not to be seen by anybody. You understand? That period is very inauspicious period. You understand? Inauspicious period. But those who are the devotees of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are not considered so. You understand? They are not asuchi. They are always suchi. You understand? Because they are chanting this holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Nitya Suddha Krishna Naam, it is stated. Krishna Naam, the name of Krishna is always Suchi, Pavitra, purified. So, anything unpurified will be made purified by this Harinam, Krishna. So, though a woman is considered a Suchi during her time of menstrual period, still if she is a devotee of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is chanting Hare Krishna, she is considered Suchi. She can cook for the Lord. Yes. There.